Hey, how's it going, guys? Welcome to the Guardians of Destiny 2 podcast. Today, I want to talk about the Crucible ranking system coming to this game on May 8th, because there is a discussion here that really needs to be had that I just really haven't heard anybody talk about. Before we get started here, I just want to make it very clear that I'm not trying to just shit on the idea. I actually like the idea of ranked being in PvP. We really need it. We need a reason to go into PvP and grind aside from just the gameplay, which has also gotten better. In case you haven't been keeping up to date on this, here's how ranking works. You have your Valor rank and your Glory rank. Your Valor rank is essentially just your time commitment. Think of it more like prestiging in COD. Whenever you reach max rank, you have an opportunity to reset it all, start over again, and then just essentially like a prestige, you would just keep going and going and going to see how many times you can reset. Now, in this game, what they're going to do is they're going to offer rewards for, of course, maxing it out and then resetting it, but then there's also rewards based on how many resets you have. So it's mostly just to honor your time commitment in the Crucible. Also, you can't lose any of that rank either. Your Valor rank will always go up just from playing matches. You might have it go up more if you win and go up less if you lose, but you're still going to always have an increase in that score. Your Glory rank is essentially just your SR if you're an Overwatch fan, or your ELO from pretty much every other game. It's based on wins versus losses. If you win, you gain. If you lose, you lose. It's that simple. Ordinarily, this is not a bad system because it focuses more on how much you contribute to the win as opposed to how many kills you get or what your KD or your KDA is. So technically, this is a way to kind of buffer against people who just care about slaying to make themselves look good. The problem that this scoring system does not and cannot address is throwers. In Overwatch, this was definitely a huge, huge problem, and they've kind of toggled on and off of integrating some portion of your individual skill or individual performance from each match into how much you gain or lose for your SR. In Overwatch, the toxicity around this or that causes this usually stems from character selection or role selection. Usually somebody wants to play only a certain role, usually DPS, and if you happen to take that character away from them because you chose it first, they usually get mad and throw the match or do whatever other toxic thing they want to do because you didn't switch off and let them have it. Now, Destiny 2 doesn't really have that problem because there is no character selection outside of selecting which class you want to run, which doesn't have much consequence on the other people's ability to play the game. But I do see that problem happening around heavy ammo because it only goes to one person per drop. And we all know that one kid who's going to get super pissed off if you happen to take, quote-unquote, his heavy. That same kid in this mode can go and throw the match just to screw you over just because you pissed him off. And while there's no way to ever stop toxicity completely, there is a way to at least try to buffer against this. Because the last thing you want is to offer a way for those same kids who are very immature, who literally ruin the game, to actually be able to ruin the game longer than that one match for another person. Because if that happens, that can contribute to a lower player population, which would also harm matchmaking, which also harms the game in general. And since we're using Overwatch as an example for so much of this, we'll go ahead and talk about what Overwatch has used in order to try to address this situation. What they've done in the past is try to find a way to weight a player's gain or loss of SR based on their individual performance in the game or in that match. So basically, if you happen to lose a match, yet you were out there getting tons of kills, you were on that objective, you were trying so hard but just couldn't pull off that win, you would still lose points, of course, because you did lose, but you just wouldn't lose as many. And conversely, if you're that kid who's trying to throw but your team is just too good or the enemy team is just that bad, you would still gain points because your team won, but you wouldn't gain as many, so you wouldn't benefit as much from their victory. Personally, I feel like an idea like this can be beneficial for the Crucible ranks because it would address throwers, and it's the one thing that I haven't really heard somebody address on Twitter, in the TWAB, or in the Bungie reveal stream that was just last week. And of course, there are always other ideas too, like a better reporting system or a vote-to-kick system. Those could technically also help as well, but they don't actually fix the problem of the damage to somebody's rank. And while they don't have to use any of the ideas in this podcast, they should do something to address this problem. If you agree with what I just said and really see the need for this problem to be fixed before it's actually a problem, let them know how you feel. Tell them in the forums. Tell them on Twitter, tell them wherever feedback can and will be given. And as always, if you're new to the station and you're on Anchor, hit that favorite button. If you're on iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere else, hit that subscribe button. And also, if you're on Anchor, maybe hit that applause button a few times too. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys next time.